This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim abam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Tes. We're up to Siv Daled. Siman Nun Tes Siv Daled. Here we go. Birgas Yoitzer Va'arvis. Oimer Im Hashel Tzibur Benachas. The bracha of Yoitzer Arvis, we say with the Shel Tzibur gently, softly. The brach of Yoitzer and Arvis, we say with the Shliach Tzibur Benachas. Says Mishnah Brachas Yoitzer, V'adin L'chol HaBrachas of Kriyat Shema. All the brachas of Kriyat Shema. You say it with the Shliach Tzibur. Says Mishnah, the after Medina Yachal L'chav Nlatz as Brachas HaShel Tzibur Apilu HaBaki. Even though, Meyikar Hadin, you could be Mechavin to be Yoitzer with the brach of the Shliach Tzibur, even if one is a Baki. The davka betfila, davka by davening, ein hashel tzibur moitzias habaki. Only shmoine esrei, the shel tzibur cannot be moitzia baki. Ukel kaman besim kuf chavdalad, mishum derachem einenu, because it is rachamim. The tzar kol echa levakish rachamim al atzmai, and every person has to ask rachamim on himself. Meaning, when it comes to shmoine esrei, a shliach tzibur cannot be moitzia baki. Because it's a prayer for, it's a supplicative prayer. Everyone has to do it on their own, for themselves. Nevertheless, even though technically you could be yotzei from the Shliach Tzibur, everyone should get in the habit of saying with the Shliach Tzibur gently. So, L'chayra Nachas here means softly, as opposed to Bekol Ram. The Rama just said, when you answer Kedusha, you say it B'kol Ram. But now, when you say it along with the Shliach Tzibur, L'chayra means you say it softly. Shekivin Shein Brachas Aruchas, Ein Adam Yachal L'chavein Tadir Mashal Tzibur B'shtika. Since they're very long brachas, it's going to be very hard to be focused in silence the whole time. V'hayom Ein Agin Lizar Lam Radavka B'nachas. Nowadays, we're not careful Dafka to say it softly, va'ayim beber halacha. Let's see. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Benacha, the Ber Halacha Benachas. Ayin b'Mishnah Berurah. V'nirali d'loy amar harash davar zeh. This halacha of you say benachas, it comes from the Rush, the Chubas Harash. This was only, the Rush only said it in his times, Kiyim Bizmanoi, Sheyanoagin Adain Oil Lotzer Zbechas Hashatz, where in their times, the custom was to be Yoitze with the Bracha the Shatz, Kumashi Kasav Hagra. Alkein Hu Shehichmar Al Atzai Leimar Befiv Im Hashatz. Therefore, someone who's machmar on himself to say it along with the shatz, hutzuch lam benachas shalag bia koila kadei shalag kalka b'zeh l'shari anoshim hashem mecham latzis berachas hashatz. So if you want to be machmer, so don't shter other people. So you'll say it quietly. So if those who want to be yotzei with the shatz will be yotzei with the shatz. So that's the inyan of benachas. Inyan of benachas is that you don't want to disturb other people who might want to rely on. Who might want to rely on the Shliach Tzibur. V'gam efshar d'mitam zahoy memahar l'sayim habracha v'lanos amein achar ashatz k'may shemuva b'tor. And it's possible for this reason the person would hasten to complete the bracha and answer amein after the shatz like it's brought in the Torah k'day shalei lifrash asam v'natzibur shatzichon kun l'chalchi l'anos amein achar ashatz. The efshar afli kuva de blav hachalei yatsu beberchasai. It could be answering amen is li'i kuva. Uchamay shakasa rabbeinu yoyin v'perk mishamesa v'u b'sim zemagin avram mashen ken kayyam shenog kol echad mevarch la'atsai berchas kriyashma. Now this last point, that it's for this reason he would hasten to finish the bracha and answer amen, not to be punished from the tzibur, that they lechatchila need to answer amen, Because for them, it could be they're not yotzei if they don't answer amen. Now, I don't know why that would be. Why would you have to answer amen to be yotzei? So these were the reasons why that he would say it softly, not to shtar other people who were being yoytzei with the brachas of the chazan. I'm not clear why the Bir Halacha says it could be it's li'ikuva for those being yoytzei in the bracha of the chazan, for them to answer amen. Usually we say amen is not ma'akev. In other words, if I could be moitzi somebody and the person is yoytzei through Shemei Kohen, even if they don't answer amen. But the Bir Halacha brings the tzad that the Balav Hachi could be, they're not Yoytzei. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Tezayin, Koidem, it says Rama, Haga, V'imayar L'sayim Koidem Shisayim Shiach Tzibor, you should hasten to complete the bracha before the Shiach Tzibor finishes, V'yano Amen Acher Shiach Tzibor, and answer Amen after the Shiach Tzibor. So, interesting, by the way, when the Mechaber says you should say it along softly, he says even though you can be Mechavein to be Yoytzei with the Shliach Tzibur, it's better to say it softly so that because it's very hard to be mechavin for so long. But are you being yoytzei with him, and you're just saying it along so that you can be mechavin, or are you being yoytzei yourself? Because the Rama says you should hasten to finish before the shatz and answer amen after the shiach tzibur. But he says umi umloy amara, if you didn't rak shema mishiach tzibur yatsa, if you didn't say the bracha. You just heard the Shel Tzibur Yoytzei. The bracha is Elu HaShel Tzibur Moitzi HaYachid Afal Pishuhu Baki. It sounds like even if you didn't say it softly, you just heard him say it, you're Yoytzei even if you're a Baki. Miyu Ein HaShel Tzibur Moitzi HaYachid B'Pachz Me Asara. A Shel Tzibur cannot be Moitzi the Tzibur unless there are 10 people there. Now, you should hasten to finish the bracha before the Shatz. De Be'emtza Asur La'anois Amen. In middle of the bracha of Yotzer Ar Baruch Hashem, you cannot answer Amen to Yotzer Ar Baruch Hashem. K'mashin Azbar B'Simon Samach Vav. V'yane Amen. Avol Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy Lo Yoymer. You should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Da'afilu B'Psuka D'Zimra Lo Yafzik L'Zeh. Because even P'Psuka D'Zimra, you should not interrupt for this. U'chamashin Kasa Magin Avram B'Simon Kuf Chav Dalet. Achar Shliach Tzibor. You should answer amen after the Shel Tzibur. V'adin im shama soif bracha me adam acher. Likewise, if you heard the end of a bracha from another person, bein bracha zu ubein bracha acher, whether this bracha or a different bracha. Now, the dershu brings to answer amen to a different bracha. He brings later on in Siman Samach Vav a machloikis whether you could answer. The Chayadim says you can only answer amen to Yoytzer Ar. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Prima Gadim says you can answer amen to other brachais. Here, the Mishnah Berurah is being soisim like Rabbi Kiva Eger and Prima Gadim, that after you finish the bracha in Berachos Krishma, you can answer amen to any bracha. Sivkaton Yotes, if you just heard it from the Shel Tzibur, V'davkim Kivein Lotzeis, it's only if you were Mechavin to be Yoytzei, V'ashel Tzibur Skavin Lotzei, and the Shel Tzibur was Mechavin to be Moitzei, U'kudal El B'simen Vav Sif Dalad. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.